This is a CBC podcast.
I've had this dream to do a life-size foosball tournament, which I would chair the committee on that one.
Hey, I'm Claire Bonnieman, and this is Edmonton, a local podcast from CBC News. And today, we are going for a walk. Lately, the city has been talking about entertainment and vibrancy in the core, and one of their ideas is building an entertainment district. But what does that actually mean?
The fundamental piece is that it's an area that's designated as an entertainment district specifically to allow for alcohol purchased from establishments within the entertainment district, i.e. bars and restaurants, to be consumed in the public space.
Tom Gervin is the director of downtown vibrancy with the city of Edmonton, and he's leading the dream of this new entertainment district. The project just finished a public feedback survey and will go to council later this spring to pass a bylaw, allowing for the open carrying of alcohol in the street closure from 100th Street to 101A Street on Rice Howard Way. It could start as early as June, on Fridays and Saturdays through the summer months. But there are a lot of questions of what this could look like and why we need it. So Tom and I went for a walk and sat down on a bench in the middle of this proposed entertainment district.
We're in it if we can get the bylaw adopted by City Council in May. The entertainment district really is, you know, a signal of the work that we're doing from a vibrancy perspective in lots of ways. But we've been to lots of festivals and events, I'm sure. There's road closures and a beer garden style activation. This is more of a European style feel is often what we see. You know, people that have been to London and other parts of Europe where there's not a barrier and there's not a specific area where you need to drink your drink in. We're removing that, and it's really designed to be a vibrant space though. The intention is to create a walkable area where people can come. It's family friendly. The bars and restaurants will, you know, be operating as usual, but we hope that it's just an area where people say, hey, this is a great time. It's a beautiful day. Let's go down and experience something that you don't see in any other part of Canada right now. But in general, it'll be, I call it small scale in nature. You know, this isn't going to be a concert venue. It's going to be an area where we augment just the natural infrastructure, the natural beauty of Rice Howard Way in a way that, you know, gives people a few more reasons to come down. But we really just want it to be about a really cool space and exposing it to maybe some people that haven't been to Rice Howard Way in a while or have never been. Like, I think it's one of the most phenomenal places in our city, one of my favorites in our downtown. You know, the brickwork and the cluster of the restaurants and bars and other retail locations makes it a great spot just to come and hang out.
That was my next question, because, I mean, Rice Howard Way is a bit of a hot spot. We're sitting on a lovely bench. Like, there's nice trees. Like, it is a really nice spot if you're downtown. But there's also all these other kind of mini pockets almost developing. We talk about Ice District. Churchill Square hosts all kinds of festivals and events in the summer. There's now that new spot in behind the library where there's going to be, you know, kind of seating areas and stuff. Yeah. So do we need a more cohesive plan, or are all of these mini districts helping to create the kind of energy you want to see?
Yeah, so we're working on a cohesive plan for one. That's work that is ongoing that myself and my team are leading in consultation with community stakeholders. We'll have more to talk about that. That seems like a poorly buried lead. but yeah, we do need a cohesive plan. And, the Downtown Vibrancy Strategy is one of that. We've got the Capital City Downtown Plan, which needs a little bit of love from a refresh perspective. Like, it's over 10 years old. And the great news is we've accomplished a lot that was in it. That's why it needs a little bit of love. Because that next big thing, or next big things more appropriately, is what our focus is right now. And, you know, we launched the 2024 Downtown Vibrancy Fund with, you know, a recommitment to long-term high-impact projects. And one of the things that we feel like has the largest impact and that we hear, you know, from our stakeholders is just our places and our spaces being more developed, more cohesive for sure, but just better places to spend some time and to support those that are living here, those that are working here. And the district, the entertainment district, is one of those facets. Centennial Plaza is a great example. It's going to be such a cool spot and an area that will let people, you know, enjoy outside more in the summer and in the winter. But the cohesiveness is something we're working on for sure. But we also want, you know, it's designed to be a destination as well, right? We've got some great spots, but in the absence of programming and activation, it doesn't necessarily have the the broad appeal that we want to see as we're encouraging lots of visitation and to continue the trend that we've seen over the last year in terms of more people downtown, which is happening.
We are seeing a little bit more people. There's still quite a bit of vacancy. I mean, I was down here a couple weekends ago and it was, there was nothing happening. So it was pretty quiet. But how do we continue to build that density and consistency, I guess, of there being people in the core, even when there isn't specific stuff going on?
Yeah, it's not, it's a journey for sure. We've seen lots of progress. I think that one of the biggest challenges is the pandemic was such an off switch, like to our downtowns in particular. We saw the exodus of people almost overnight. And that return has been slower than the exodus was because it was so immediate. So I think that that's part of the shock. And it takes time to slowly rebuild. The other piece is, you know, from a work perspective and hybrid work, it's been a new dynamic for everyone. So we continue to see kind of a return of people downtown for that reason. But downtowns across North America in particular are reinventing themselves, and we're one of them. You know, with a city of 1 million people, we've got a great opportunity to add some different elements to our downtown that weren't there before and capitalize on the opportunity. We're seeing an upward trend for sure. We're here from a city perspective to help support that with some of our funding. And we're always open to ideas about how we can work collaboratively together, whether it's the entertainment district, whether it's another project that just supports downtown being a cooler place to come.
Edmonton is not the only city to try and create a dedicated entertainment space in the core. Calgary is currently building its own formal culture and entertainment district. Surprise, surprise, it's right by the Stampede Grounds. Vancouver, too, has the Granville Entertainment District with bars, clubs, restaurants. So we are far from the only city working to bring back that vibrancy and bring back people.
Vibrancy means a lot of things to a lot of different people. But for me, it's about, you know, what can we do to encourage more people to come? And find whatever it is that they love to do downtown, because it's here. I can guarantee you that it's here.
When I met up with Tom, it was one of those days that really felt like spring. And it was easy to imagine that some refreshing beverage in my hand would make the bench feel that much better. We were sitting out front of Dalla Tavola Zanari, an Italian restaurant that would be at the center of the proposed entertainment district. If it was to become kind of this open carry, people can have alcohol out there, Are we talking like wine sippy cups? Are we?
We were just talking about that because I think there would be some logistics in place. You know, there are rules around.
Dalla was started by Eliza Zanari and her husband. Her name may be familiar. Her parents ran Zanari's in Edmonton from 1984 to 2019. They opened Dalla in December of 2020. So right in the thick of the pandemic, as she puts it.
It's definitely gotten better. You know, it was hard at the beginning. You just never really knew where you stood with anything. So it felt like pretty much like 2 years of Groundhog Day where it was like, will this ever end? Now we're starting to see, you know, forward momentum and people actually coming and sort of getting back into the regular, you know, life of what it's like to own a restaurant.
In the spot that you guys are in, you've got these great big windows that look out into the spot on downtown on Rice Howard Way. What's it like being in this location of the city?
It's actually wonderful. I mean, you get lots of people walking by during the day, you know, bright, beautiful windows, so you get to see the sun. I know, it's just nice. It's the vibrancy is great to see. I want to see more of that.
Yeah. We have heard about challenges downtown. Have you seen those change at all, or do you see those a lot around here?
Yeah, actually, when we opened, you know, it wasn't unusual to see people just doing drugs right in front of our windows, or even bodily functions. We've resuscitated people, so we've seen people die. Obviously, that's not happening as much anymore, and we see more positives. But, you know, occasionally you still see a little bit of the rough stuff.
What does the idea of an entertainment district along Rice Howard Way mean to you and your business?
That's a good question. You know, we're a little bit unsure. I mean, definitely we want more people here. Let's be honest. That's, I think, should be the number one goal of the city is to get more people downtown. I always question the, like, if we build it, they will come kind of mentality. So, you know, do we want to be more progressive, like, you know, European cities where it's okay to drink in the streets and what people can walk around. Yes, I'm all for it. But, you know, I think that there might be a piece of like density that we're missing, or, you know, the people that we want to come down here might not see it necessarily as the same draw. So I'm of two minds about it.
Is there something you think would work along this strip to actually bring more folks and maybe help build that density?
Or? Oh gosh, this is like the question of my life. No. No, I think being downtown and having a business downtown, you definitely have sort of, it's like two worlds. So you have your 9-to-5 life here with, you have all these regulars and people that you see every day. And then, you know, at 5 o'clock, people go home and it shifts. And then you have another sort of side of your business. And we do get lots more people coming for concerts and shows. And but not a lot of people live here. And I think we need to have more people living here to really sort of activate the spaces that we already have, because we have really beautiful spaces and we have a great, like Rice Howard Way would be an amazing walkable district, but where are people walking to and from? Like, are they coming, do they live here? Are they going out to the pub, right? So I think it's a really great idea, and I'm not, you know, we're, anything to bring more people downtown, we're super on board with, and we'll participate, and we work with the city and all the different agencies to sort of make that happen and be included in those initiatives. But, you know, I think we still need to sort of get the people that aren't already here to come here. And one of the challenges I know that people always face, which I don't think is necessarily a real challenge, is parking. People, as much as, you know, we're moving towards a walkable city and, you know, we want to have transit, a lot of those people that aren't coming aren't going to take those, like, they're not going to take the LRT to come down here. They're going to drive. And I think some people really think there's a barrier to accessing parking. There's actually a lot of parking downtown. There's a lot of it. We actually offer free parking at Manulife as an example. But I think getting around that sort of idea that it's not accessible would be great. So maybe creating an entertainment district would be awesome, because it would give people a reason to come, and then they would see, oh, it's actually not that hard to move around here.
One of the big stressors for businesses on Rice Howard Way is parking. Dalla has some spots for its patrons, but there are limited areas along Rice Howard Way already, and the street shutdown would remove the couple dozen parking places that are a really big deal to other shops.
It doesn't seem helpful to us, especially. So I'm pretty nervous about doing something like that.
Peter Turner is the owner of Artworks, along with his wife Wendy, and they've run a shop downtown for more than 40 years. Artworks is one of those businesses that couldn't really participate in the food and drink part of the entertainment district.
Obviously, I don't like the idea, because we have flowers and we have a lot of pickups that happen on the street in front of the store, and there would be nowhere for people to go to pick up their flowers, i.e. weddings, funerals, and larger things like that, as well as just hand-carried stuff. We've been downtown for 42 years now and dedicated to downtown. Rice Howard Way is, I think it's one of the most lively areas downtown Edmonton, and I don't know why we would want to alter it except for to clean it up. And for me, where the taxpayers' money should go is into cleaning this up. I was just outside, and there's a garbage can that's been broken for a month right in front of Rosewood. Garbage filling, spilling out onto the sidewalk, cigarette butts, old signage like that one over there, I guess. That's supposed to be a bulletin board, that round thing, and it's just like covered in scraps of paper. And you know, cleaning it up and putting some money into policing it and straightening out the curbs and making it prettier would be much better way to spend money, in my estimation.
As someone who's been downtown 42 years in this spot, what have you noticed about people's habits when it comes to visiting downtown and engaging with the downtown core?
I think downtown is it's a community, and a certain type of people that probably support us. I think it's become a little bit better in the last few years due to the much more residential down here. Sort of the pattern of shopping has changed. And what we really like about Rice Howard Way is that people can drive in from 100th Street or 100 and come in here, and hopefully they'll find a place to park. If they don't find a place to park, then they still have that hope, and they'll still find something somewhere. They might go into the parkade, the Tilden Parkade over there, or something like that. as an alternative. They tell me quite often that they might have made three trips around the block, which is fine. I think they'd rather make three trips around the block than you know. So to me, if they close the street down on weekends, what hope is there? People will change their pattern and they might not even come downtown.
Peter told me the reason he believes Rice Howard Way has been successful is the businesses and the community that they've already created. And the idea of changing the streetscape and trying to change their customers' habits is scary. Not everyone coming down for a drink is going to want to buy flowers or a gift.
Number one, I'd like to see a lot more branding. I think keeping Rice Howard Way, people already know a little bit about it, but quite often when I'll say Rice Howard Way, they'll be, where's that? Then you explain, that's more the new people. But branding, strong branding, and cleaning it up a lot, getting rid of some of these temporary signage. Like I just walked down the street and took a look, and there's orange pylons in the middle of the road. There's the bricks are all broken up. You know, you come here and it looks a bit like a war zone, I guess. And I don't think that temporary thing like picnic tables and that are going to perk that up at all. They're just going to create more garbage, more disruption down here than anything. I won't call it hope, but I've heard people talking about the possibility of something here, but I haven't really heard a lot of positive remarks about closing the street. I think the main fear, like with Rosewood next door or Bianco that I've talked to, are more the fact that the parking. And people in the proposal, they were talking about using the parkade across the road, the Tilden Parkade, but it's a very scary place at night and almost like a urinal, you know, when you walk in there, it's pretty smelly. And I think we need something permanent, not a few weekends in the summer. I think we need something that's not going to be destroyed by a rainstorm. I think we need something that will look pretty down here and give some people a nice spot to sit. They do that in front of where Credo is over down the street. There's a nice area there. They could kind of fix that up with some more seating. Just being able to drink on the street, really. Smoke and drink on the street? I don't know. It's not helping us any.
Walking along Rice Howard Way, it's easy to see the appeal. I've spent many a summer coffee break sitting here getting some vitamin D. And Tom Gervin with the city told me that these spaces have been on the minds of other Edmontonians too.
You know, for us, it's about, for this particular project, we've heard feedback for the last couple of years in particular that, you know, closed streets and being able to use more of our urban infrastructure in a different way than just vehicle traffic and making it more pedestrian friendly, making it more bike friendly was something that people were really interested in. And this is a really easy way for us to enable activity and enable economic growth without making any infrastructure investment and just removing some of the red tape, but also enabling the businesses that have made a commitment to locations, to brick and mortar locations, to help be part of that. Right, we're not. We don't have to reinvent things here. We've got some establishments that we see. We know they've been here for a long time. They're really important to the fabric of our downtown and our downtown's economy. We want to support them. We really want to see people. We want to see them take advantage of this. It's something that we've heard exhaustively that it's something that people want and that we want to see. You know, a relaxation of some of the regulation around bars and restaurants as it relates to this, just in terms of expanding the area for you to take your drink into the street, per se. We want to build that around what people are interested in versus, you know, what our thoughts are. Because we have lots of thoughts, but we're just focused on making sure that, you know, the community sees themselves as part of this project. And in general, just tell your friends. I think... You know, I encourage people, we've got a lot of different stories about our downtown, and we've seen it change a great deal in the last few years. And I know that there's stories that and experiences that have been that have been challenging for people, and I really, I genuinely understand and appreciate that, and I wish that wasn't the case. There's also just a lot of great things happening, and I encourage people to take this as one of those things that they see themselves as saying, like, hey, this is really cool, we should go check it out. And the biggest message is this is not a large change from what currently can happen. We're simply making it a bit easier and incorporating the businesses in a more inclusive way to make sure that, you know, from a community partnership perspective, that's really at the forefront. So
everyone wants the same thing. It's just how to get there. And so I think, you know, this initiative could be a good step to kind of just remind people that downtown's kind of cool. Like I think people often forget that the downtown of a city really represents the city externally. So, you know, if you go to New York or you go to Chicago, all these big cities, people don't necessarily identify maybe that neighborhood or you know, these little pockets. They think of the visual of the downtown. And so I think we all have a responsibility as Edmontonians to sort of look at what we're putting out to the world. And so, like, maybe you don't live downtown, but that represents us. Like, it represents so much. So that's my two cents, I think.
I like that. Yeah. If the bylaw does pass and we see this entertainment district set up, what would you be hoping to see maybe in terms of activations or things going on in the summer?
Yeah, it'd be nice to have definitely like events. I think there's lots of, you know, maybe markets. I've actually had this secret dream to host a life-size, not bocce, what is that?
Foosball.
Sorry.
I have the hand motion.
Like, I've had this dream to do a life-size foosball tournament, which I would chair the committee on that one.
I love this. I want to see this happen so bad.
Right?
This is Edmonton is a local podcast from CBC News. Our senior producer is Leslie Goldstone, and I'm Claire Bonnieman. Thank you so much for listening. This is Edmonton is recorded on Treaty 6 territory, the traditional gathering place of the Cree, Soto, Blackfoot, Métis, Dene, and Nakota Sioux. Email us a question, comment, or a story idea at thisisyeg@cbc.ca. Leave us a rating or review wherever you download the show, and you can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.